So thanks for the introduction and good afternoon. I'm Ming Zhehao. In this study, I will statistically prove that storage performance reliability is real. That is, a disk can be slower than other peer a drive can be slower than other peer drives and bring tail latencies. So this is a joint work with Andrew Chen and my advisor Hayati Gunawi from the University of Chicago, and Goku Sandrarajan, Deepak Kanchamana Jose Code from NetHack. So since we're at fast, everyone likes fast storage. So our hard drive is almost as fast as the best most cycle, and our SSDs are getting cheaper while they run 1,000 times faster. And furthermore, non-volatile alternatives will further push our storage system even faster. But storage operators told us that these devices are not always fast. So we start asking more operators and practitioners on the field that, have you ever seen disk or SSD performance failures and why? And they all gave us a big smile and say yes. Well, they told us that, for example, disk can have weak disk head, bad packaging, missing screws, broken or old fans, too many disks per box, firmware bugs, back sector mapping, and so on. And they can drop the bandwidth by 80% and introduce seconds of delay. Also, the performance of SSD can suffer from firmware bug, garbage collection, et cetera, which can bring 4 to 100x slowdown. But these are just anecdotes. And we get more questions from the community. They said, Mingzhe, these anecdotes are great, but are they really serious problems? How often do they happen? Are they transient or permanent? Well, as we knew later, we could just say great questions while getting more confused. Well, as a result, we collaborate with NetApp and conduct a study of over 450K disks and 4,000 SSDs deployed as a RAID group in production. So for every drive, we have 87 days of data on average. So totally, we have over 8 million disk hours and 7 million SSD hours. So to the best of our knowledge, this is the largest study of storage performance reliability. So now if we face the same questions again, we can just say, yeah, we have the data. And hopefully everyone will be happy. So here is the outline for the rest of my talk. First, I will describe the methodology, including the data set and the major matrix in our study. Then I will talk about the slowdown characterizations. And next, I will say some about the temporal and spatial analysis. And last, I will talk some about workload analysis and finally conclude. So the data we analyze come from disk and SSD-based homogeneous RAID group with separate parity drives. And in total, we have over 38,000 disk RAID groups and 500 SSD RAID groups. And for fairness, we only involve data drives in our data set, since RAID operations without failures only involve data drives in the RAID group. And the number of data drives per group can vary from 3 to 26. So in total, we have over 458 disks and 4,000 SSDs. And as I introduced before, for every drive, we have 87 days of data on average. So in total, we have over 800 million disk hours and 7 million SSD hours. And at a RAID level, we have over 72 disk RAID hours and 1 million SSD RAID hours. Now, I'll start introducing the major matrix in our study. So the first matrix we use is the hourly average I/O latency per drive. Due to the limitation of large-scale data, we do not have log on per I/O latency. So suppose there are 5 data drives in our group and the latencies are like this. So for every hour, we calculate the median value among all latencies as L median. So in our example, the L median will be 10. Next, and the most important metric in our study, is a slowdown. So the way we get slowdown is, for every hour, for every drive, we get an average latency Li and divide it by the median latency L median. So if median latency is 10 and the average latency on a drive is 20, then the slowdown on that drive will be 2x. So Si is Li over L median. Let me emphasize, we will use slowdown as the main metric in our study. So next, to differentiate which drives are slow and which ones are fine, we need a threshold. And in our study, we use the threshold of 2x. So if the slowdown of the drive is larger, is at least 2x, we will mark that drive hour as slow drive hour. So in our example, we'll get two slow drive hours, 2.2x and 2.5x. Another thing we need to take into consideration is that due to the optimization of current storage system, I/O requests reaching the read layer are very likely to be full drive. So in this case, the I/O will not return until the last drive in the group does. So in our example, the I/O will need to wait for the two slow drives to return. As a result, we further define the longest tail T as the maximum value of all slowdowns per hour, as the latency of full drive I/O follows the longest tail. So in our example, the longest tail T will be 2.5x. And we say a tail hour happens when if the T is at least 2x. So which means there's at least 2x slower drive in the group. So our example is a tail hour as 2.5x is larger than 2. Now I will introduce about the slowdown characterizations. First, let me show you the slowdown distribution of disk. So the x-axis is the slowdown, which is, again, Li over L median. So near 1x is good. Far to the right means the disk is slower. And the y-axis is the CDF. Well, let me remind you how we get a CDF. So blue values here represent the slowdown values per hour per drive. So in total, we have over 800 million slowdown values. So we collect those slowdown values and plot the CDF. And we can see that a disk can be 2x slower than peer drive at 99.8 percentile. And that means if a disk has been running for 1,000 hours, there will be 2 hours when it is at least 2x slower than peer drive. And if we use 1.5x, the percentile will be 99.3, and this indicates 7 slow drive hours per 1,000 drive hours. Well, let me emphasize that I use 1.5x and 2x just because we need some thresholds to show you the result. So if you have some latency-sensitive applications and need smaller thresholds, well, research can be easily done in the same way. Well, next, let's take a look at the slowdown distribution of SSD. So first, please note that the chic blue line is for the SSD, and the thin black line is for the disk. And it is easy to see that SSD is having worse slowdown distribution. And it reaches 2x and 99.4 percentile. That means there will be 6 slow drive hours per 1,000 drive hours. And if you use 1.5x, the percentile will be 98.7. And this means there will be 13 slow drive hours per 1,000 drive hours. So far, we have seen the slowdown distribution. Now I want to reemphasize that in the context of RAID, tail matters as it will decide how fast a full stripe I/O will be served. So it's essential to show the distribution of longest tail T, which is, again, the maximum of all slowdowns per hour. And in total, we have over 72 million T values for disk RAID and 1 million T value for SSD RAID. So here is the tail distribution of disk RAID. First, please note that, again, the thick blue line is for T, and the thin black line is for Si. And we can see T is seen to be much worse than Si. And for disk, tail reaches 2s and 98.5 percentile. Well, this means if a disk RAID group has been running for 1,000 hours, there will be 15 hours when the whole read group is bordered by at least 2x slower disks. And if we use 1.5x, the result will look quite scary. So tail in disk read reach 1.5x at 95.4 percentile. So there will be 46 tail hours per thousand read hours. So the tail distribution of SSD read is not that different. It reaches 2x at 97.8 percentile. So there will be 22 tail hours per thousand read hours. And for 1.5x, it will be 95.2 percentile. So there will be 48 tail hours per thousand read hours. Here, let me summarize. We find that slowdown is not uncommon. So the table here shows that the percentage of time a drive can be slower than the others is relatively significant. So these percentages translate to millions of slow disk hours and tens of thousands of slow SSD hours. And the table here shows the percentages of tail hours. So as these percentages range from 0.1% to 5%, it indicates that our disk and SSDs are struggling hard to get performance stability at 95 to 99%. So next, I will move from slowdown characterization to temporal and spatial analysis. So the first question we want to answer is, how fast can a slowdown last? Well, first, please note that from now on, when I mention about slow drives or slowdown, the threshold is always at least 2x. So imagine this is a time flow. So a drive can be slow for only 1 hour and then resume normal performance. In this case, we say that the slowdown interval is 1 hour. And there are cases that the drive can be slow for 3 hours continuously, and in this case, we say the slowdown interval is 3 hours. So we collect all the slowdown intervals and plot their CDF. Well, let me explain some points in this figure so you don't need to understand all the details. We find that a little bit less than half of the disk slowdown intervals are multiple hours. And the same conclusion stands for SSD. And we find that there are some cases when the slowdown intervals can be 10 hours or more. So as a summary, we say that many slowdowns happen in consecutive hours. So the next question we want to answer is, what are the interarrivals between slow drive hours? Again, please imagine this as time flow. And in this case, a slow drive can return normal for 1 hour and then unfortunately goes slow again. So in this case, we say the interarrival between these two slow drive hours is 1 hour. And it can be the case that the drive stays normal for 3 hours and then goes slow again. So in this case, we say the slowdown interarrival is 3 hours. So we collect those interarrivals and plot their distribution again. And again, I'm not going to explain the figure in detail. And what we see is that, so if a slow disk will go slow again in future, it's most likely that these two slow drive hours on the same drive will be within 24 hours with each other. And also similar stands for SSD. But at 85%. And we can conclude that slow drive hour can play as a good indicator for further slowdowns on the same drive. Well, the next question I want to answer is, how many drives have experienced at least one slowdown in their lifetimes? Well, actually, it's in their log time, not lifetimes. And because of interest time, I'm not going to show the figure here, but let me just show you some high-level observations. So we see that a quarter of disk has seen at least 2x slowdown, and so do almost 30% of the SSDs. And we can see that a large portion of drives have experienced slowdown. So ideas such as replacing all the slow drives would not be cost effective. Now I will move on from temporal and spatial analysis to some workload analysis. Specifically, it's about the relationship between I/O rate and the size imbalance and the slowdowns. So analyzing the workload can help answering the question, why is a drive slow? So for example, the slow drive can may be receiving as 4 times many requests as a peer drive. And in this case, we say the rate imbalance on this drive is 4x. Or it may be the case that the slow drive is receiving 10 times larger requests, which is supposed to take longer time. And in this case, we say the size imbalance is 10x on this drive, on the slow drive. So to correlate the rate imbalance with the slowdown, for every slow drive hour, we take the rate imbalance on the slow drive and plot their distribution. And what we can see is that only 5% of the slow hours happen when the drive is receiving at least 2x more IOs. As a summary, we say IO rate imbalance is not a primary cause of slowdowns. Well, for size imbalance, we do the same. For every slow drive hour, we collect the size imbalance on the slow drive, and we plot their CDF again. And what we can see is that only 2% of slow drive hour happen when the drive is receiving at least 2x larger IOs. And similarly, we say IO size imbalance is not the primary cause. Well, now let me introduce some other interesting discoveries. So for disk, we correlate the disk age with the slowdown and get this figure by breaking down the slowdown distributions at different ages. So each line in this figure shows the slowdown distribution of disk at different ages. And if the line is more to the right, it means a worse slowdown distribution. And what we can observe is that while the older disks are more unstable. But for SSDs, we break down the slowdown distribution by flash cells, specifically single-level cell and a multi-level cell. And this is what we get. Again, the line to the right is worse. And what we can see out of it is MLC SSDs are getting worse distribution than SLC SSDs. Well, furthermore, for MLC SSDs, we discovered that those SSDs are coming from two different vendors. So again, we break down the slowdown distribution of MLCs by two different vendors. Again, the line to the right is worse. And we can see that the MLC from vendor B are getting a little worse than those from vendor A. And we say like vendor matters at the aspect of performance stability. And here, let me show you some other findings. Again, due to the limitation of time, I will do a quick pass here. Say we find no correlation between slowdown and time of the day. So that indicates nightly background events are not is not a factor. And we do not find explicit drive events, such as drive errors around slow hours. So currently, we're saying slowdown is a silent fault. And we find out that slow drive replacement rate is low. So system administrators only unplug 4 to 8% of the slow drives within 24 hours after slowdown. And most of them get replugged. So here I will conclude. We find that drive performance reliability is real, and it's hard to get stable performance at 95 to 99% percentile. So we find out that rate and size imbalance is another factor. So currently, we do not find explicit drive events that can lead to slowdown. So we treat slowdowns as a silent event. And now currently we are guessing that those slowdowns are coming from internal complexities and idiosyncrasies of our drives. And tail drives in the RAID means that in the context of full stride I/O, well, a slow drive can impact, negatively impact the performance of the entire RAID. And we say, well, there should be a tail tolerance mechanism in the low-level RAID layer. And hopefully our study will spur more research in this area. So that's the end of my talk, and now I'm more than happy to answer your questions.
Hi, Danny Harnick, IBM. How many drives did you have that were consistently bad, or did you have?
How many drives are consistently bad? Okay. Our result, well, this is a little bit related with the replacement, as if a drive is always having slowdown, well, replacing it will be a quite good way. And our data set shows is that only about less than 5% of the slow drives are experiencing like more than 100 slowdowns in their life in their log time. So only that small portion of drive worth replacing. That's it. Thank you.
Hong Tan from Alibaba. So can you go back to your slides talking about the slowdown period? I'm a little bit confused about the CDF. I saw that the percentage of 1 hour slowdown period is 0%. That means that there's no such a thing that the slowdown only occurs one hour.
Okay, so the CDF is, is it this one?
Oh yeah, that's the one, yes.
Yeah. So 1 0 point means, well, all the slowdown intervals are at least 1 hour. So that's 100% minus 10 is, that means 100%.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. The other thing is that you also mentioned that the slowdown has a correlation with the older disks.
Yes.
But seems to be it's pretty straightforward for people to put the disks of the similar age in one RAID group. I just want to have you actually look at the composition of the RAID people, the percentage of RAIDs that the mix of disks with different ages.
Short answer, we don't look at that. But chatting with the production team, NetApp production team shows that Well, your statement is right. I mean, people tend to put drive of the same age at the same group because, they buy a bunch of drive at the same time, right? So only in few cases as replacing, as when the drive gets replaced, then they will get the newer drives in the group.
Okay.
But that portion is really, really small.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, this is Yan Li from UC Santa Cruz. Have you considered the finding the correlation between slowdown and, for example, the fluctuation between the power voltage?
A power voltage?
Yeah, of the device.
Okay, so this has some. We are short answer no, and the reason for that is the data we have, the performance data we have is hourly data, and this data. Well, it's due to the limitation of size overhead. They do not contain much.
Yeah, I know that. I just mean, I think the power voltage fluctuation somehow can be correlated in some cases to glitches in the drive. Also, maybe the temperature is another factor.
Yeah. We had talked with the production team about temperature, but currently they unfortunately don't have that type of data.
Okay. I hope you can find some more chances to work on that correlation. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And if any company has this type of data, please come to me. Please come to me. I'm very happy to take a look.
I'm Umesh Maheshwari from Nimble Storage. I'm wondering for SSDs, if one should look at intervals shorter than an hour, because an SSD might be doing garbage collection, I don't know, maybe for just seconds or less than a second. And if you sort of look at a full hour, then during that hour, different SSDs might be doing garbage collection at different times, each causing slowdown while it's doing garbage collection and others are not. But if you look at an hour, they'll all average out to be the same. So did you have access to like per minute or per second
data
latency?
Okay, so we do not. I'm quite sorry about this because the time when I was doing this work at NetApp, well, some team are already complaining about the size overhead of this data, and this data is hourly data. So imagine I hope I have many data, but if that's the case, then well, something gonna kaboom, so gonna explode. So we do not.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Douglas, EMC. So your focus here was on the rate as a whole. So you say if one disk or SSD is really slow, then it slows it down everything if you do a stripe. Mm-hmm. If you're doing this for other operations that don't involve a whole stripe, have you looked at analyzing the effect of this? If, for example, you have multiple slow disks, and rather than looking at just the slowest disk.
So there, you mean a multiple slow drive inside a group at the same time?
Yeah, and especially if you're not looking at the entire stripe at a time.
Yeah, let me show you this one. Maybe that will help. Please, sorry, 1 second. So here, this figure may help. Well, it has three lines instead of one, but it's quite easy. T1 is the longest cell, T2 and T3 is the second and third longest. And you can see that the chance we have like more than two slow drives in the group is like less than 1%, 1% of the time, so the chance is really tiny. And we have a figure, we have a figure about how this slow drive can impact the overall latency of the whole read group, but due to the limitation of time, I don't put it here, but we can talk this offline.
Thanks.
Detail. Sorry.
Jeff Canning, Harvey Mudd College. So you mentioned that a lot of disks had two slowdowns within 24 hours, but I'm wondering, was there more clustering than that? In other words, when a disk was a misbehaving disk that had multiple slowdowns, was it that there were 3 days out of a year that were experiencing slowdowns, or did these kind of disks have slowdowns, you know, week after week?
Okay, I see. So it's definitely not week after week. Our research shows that the slowdown are heavy in highly temporal locality, and in our experience, well, maybe this figure is not good enough to represent it, but the period that the drive can be still concentrates on the unit of day of 1 week, it's not week after week, no. And most of the drive only shows like less than 10 slow hours in their lifetime.
Ah, good. Yeah. Okay. So given that, I'm not sure this would be valid. But does you were saying, well, maybe it's caused by something inside the drive. Do you have any data to either confirm or refute the hypothesis that it might have something to do with, say, file system fragmentation, i.e. the contents of what's on the drive?
Okay, so about the contents on the drive, we do not, because it has something about the I/O randomness. Something that we have is, let me remind some number, is 25% of the drive have seen slowdown in their lifetime within 87 days. So if all the slowdowns have correlation with drive events or like what you said, file system fragment, then it will be a nightmare. Some people may not sleep well during the night because that error rate is really, really high. Another thing we find is, actually we do look at the events you talked about. In the database, there are events like what you said, is file system now responding, disk timeout is now spinning. And among millions of slow drive hours, we only find hundreds of them that can highly correlate with such events. So most of them are still, as we said, silent faults. There's a limitation of correlating the explicit event with the slowdown. Sorry, taking some time. Because there's currently an imbalance in our data is our drive event are recorded in very high detail. So especially at the time step for debugging or whatever reason. But our performance data is hourly, is average. So trying to mapping the real-time data to hourly data is quite risky and can lead to misleading and false conclusion. So we were very cautious when doing this type of study. Well, if you want to know more, we can talk just offline. Thank you so much. Thank you.